My 82.7 R&B from the 80s, 90s, and right now, Fly Ty getting it in with you. I told you he'll be calling in today. And wow, do we have a legend on the line right now. Speech from the group Arrested Development. It's going down August the 13th, Unsung TV 1, the true behind-the-scenes story of Arrested Development. How you doing today, Speech?
I'm doing really well, man. It's been an emotional day. I lost one of my good friends this morning, man. He passed away this morning. So other than that, I feel great. You know, even with that, I feel good. He's going to heaven, so I feel great about that.
Wow, you could just tell by your conversation you're a very spiritual brother, and that's why I'm glad that they decided to do a TV1 on Arrested Development. I know you got to be excited about that also.
And it's a great opportunity. I've always loved the show. I saw, like, Heat Waves episode, and I was like, man, let me call these folks, see if I can get them to, you know, consider us. And when they said that they would consider us, I was very, very grateful.
9 albums, 2 Grammys, and album of the year from Rolling Stone. Of course, the soundtrack to the movie Malcolm X. You guys got so many great accomplishments. What do you consider one of your greatest accomplishments?
To be honest, the first single we ever did was my favorite accomplishment. And the main reason is because it was dedicated to my brother and my grandmother. Both of them passed away the same week. And the song Tennessee was our first single, and I wrote that about them. And it's basically about the death of my grandmother and brother. And, like, take me to another place, take me to another land. It's like a prayer. That's probably my most, you know, prized accomplishment of everything. But there's many more, but that's one of my, you know, special ones.
You got a lot of classics off that album, from Tennessee to Everyday People to Mr. Wendell. What a classic album you guys put out in 1992. Have you ever felt the pressure of living up to the success of that very first album?
We did. I mean, especially me. I was the producer, so it's like, it was very tough. You know, I was only 22 years old, so you can, you know, just imagine the first record of a group doing that well, trying to live up to all of the new business things that you're sort of digging into, all of the new relationships you're forming, newfound fame, plus trying to create a new record. So it was definitely very filled with pressure.
And although you was only 22 years old, it took you 3 years, 5 months, 2 days to get signed to a national label, man. And, of course, respectfully, you guys named the album that. What do you think about, like, these new upcoming artists who have somewhat of an overnight success on these, like, reality shows, like The American Idol and The Voices and everything? They get so much exposure. You know, they really didn't have to grind like you guys did coming into the hip-hop game.
No doubt about it. I think to some extent, you know, I respect them because a lot of hard stuff is thrown at them during those shows. I watch some of them sometimes, and I'm like, man, I never could make it to this show, you know. At the same time, you know, I think that it's great to be able to take your time and build up an audience, build up your skill, and really have, you know, a lot more foundation behind
it. Wow, you're right about that. We're coming right back with my man's Speech on Unsung TV 1. It's going to air August the 13th. Make sure you check it out, y'all. Coming right back with my man's Speech on My 92.7.